Unit 4, long ago and today.
Dear Grandma, did you watch TV 40 years ago? Did you watch TV when you were young?
No, dear Mike. We didn't have TV. I listened to the radio when I was young.
Dear Grandma, did you take a plane 40 years ago? Did you take a plane when you were young?
No, dear Mike. We didn't take a plane. I took a train when I was young.
Were you happy when you were young?
Yes, Mike. I was happy when I was young. I had a grandma who loved me just like I love you.
Unit 4. Storytown. The Magic Violin. Once there lived a landlord who loved money very much. He hired a young man named John. He forced John to work all day long, but with little payment. So John went away angrily. One day, John met a poor old lady. He gave her all his money. The old lady thanked him and asked, "What's your favorite?" John said,
"I like violin very much."
The old lady took out a violin from her bag and gave it to him. John went on his journey. He met a man who was cutting the wood. The man said,
"If you can help me, I'll give you some money."
John agreed. John cut the wood for the man. When John finished the work, the man didn't give him any money. John had to leave without being paid. All he could do was playing his violin. But when John was playing the violin, the man danced to the music and couldn't stop. As the rhythm of the song became faster and faster, the man danced faster and faster. He was exhausted at last. The man begged,
"Please stop. I will give you the money."
John got the money and left happily. John realized that the violin was not common. It was a magic violin. Anyone who heard its sound could not help dancing. So he decided to give the landlord a lesson. He came to the landlord's home and asked him to return his money. The landlord refused, so John played the violin. As soon as the landlord heard the sound, he couldn't help himself dancing. John played the violin faster and faster, and the landlord danced faster and faster. Finally, he couldn't bear. John said,
"Give me all your money and I'll stop playing the violin."
The landlord cried,
"Okay, okay, I'll give you my money. Don't play the violin anymore."
John didn't stop until the landlord gave him all his money. Then John distributed the money to the poor.